Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Challenges around the struggle for gender justice and dismantling patriarchy, views from Africa and Europe. The first meeting of Friends of the Earth International's Working Group on Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy came to an end on September the 7th. The meeting was held in Accra, Ghana, understanding that the patriarchal system that oppresses women is the same in different parts of the world, although it manifests itself in different forms. And this patriarchal oppression is directly linked with other systemic oppressions like racism, neocolonialism, the economic model, capitalism, said Celia Ulrich of the membership development team of Friends of the Earth International Secretariat during an interview for Real World Radio in Accra. We really understood, coming together, that it's together that we need to think about how to face these challenges and how to really go about dismantling patriarchy, both within our societies, but also within our own organizations, added Celia. The feminists and environmental activists shared these statements at the end of the meeting during an interview for Real World Radio with Rita Uwaka of Environmental Rights Action, Friends of the Earth Nigeria, and Fiona Ranford from Friends of the Earth England, Wales and Northern Ireland. The goal of the Accra meeting, which was held for 3 days, was to conceptualize and plan future work to be carried out by Friends of the Earth International around gender justice and the dismantling of patriarchy.
Friends of the Earth International's working group, Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy, has just come to the end of an intense and beautiful 3-day meeting here in Accra, Ghana. And it's been a week of coming together from our different regions and the different structures within the Federation to really begin to think about the conceptual framing of our work and also to plan together on a national and regional, international level the work for the next period and up to the BGM. I'm Celia Ulrich. I'm from the membership development team in the International Secretariat, and I'm here with Rita Uwaka and Fiona Ranford. Rita is from FO Nigeria, from ERA, and Fiona is from FO Uni, England, Wales, Northern Ireland. And they're going to tell us a little bit about what they felt about this meeting, what they've got out of it, and a bit of a regional perspective in relation to what we've been discussing this week. Rita.
Hello, Celia. Good to be here. The idea was to demystify the issues surrounding gender justice, and it was a good space for all members to interact, to brainstorm, and to identify some very key elements of gender justice and see how we can bring this forward, not only at the regional level, but across the Federation. And because we believe that we can have system change without gender justice.
Thank you so much. Fiona, from a European perspective.
Thanks. Yeah, so we've been looking at this idea of how do we actually go about addressing our mandate, which is obviously huge. How do we bring about gender justice? And some of the key elements that we identified included increasing women's leadership and supporting women in entering stepping into leadership through training. But we also talked about how do we prepare our organizations for women taking on those roles, because women can attend meetings, but unless the spaces that we create are prepared for tackling gender injustice and actually restructuring themselves, women can end up feeling demoralized and exhausted. So one of the things we've talked about, which I think is really valuable in the European context, is, okay, maybe there are women in our organizations and the numbers look good, but have we actually restructured and reorganized the way that we work in order that women's voices can really be heard? So one of the examples we talked about quite a lot is about childcare for meetings and whether women are able to fully participate or not because of their caring responsibility.
Thanks, Fiona. You've talked a little bit about some of the challenges then that, at the European regional level. Rita, is there anything that's sort of been identified during this week that you feel might be a sort of take home in terms of, in terms of the African region?
Yeah, in as much as we understand that there is a flourishing inequality issue across the region, are bought in different spaces. We feel that if we need to dismantle patriarchy in Africa, it has to be holistic, it has to be collective, and it will require everyone playing a role as a man and as a woman. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to do is to do a regional outreach, and we plan to do that by reaching out to our sisters and our brothers and see how we can understand each other better and work more effectively without reconstructing patriarchy in our workplaces and in our work streams.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks. Yeah, I mean, one of the things I think that we've really felt this week is that we've really understood together that that although the manifestations of women's oppression, of patriarchal oppression, might be different across our regions and in our countries, it's the same patriarchy at work, right? It's the same structure, the same system that oppresses women as a group, and you know, understanding that this oppression is very interlinked with the other oppressions, the other systemic oppressions at work. So of course, you know, thinking about racism and neocolonialism and the economic model, capitalism, and how that, you know, how that interlinks with other oppressions in society based on sexuality, on disability, etc. And so we've really understood coming together that it's together that we need to think about how to face these challenges and about how to really go about dismantling patriarchy both within our societies but also within our own organizations. And you know, in the coming period we've thought about some different ways to do that or to start doing that. So one of our first tasks we feel as a working group is to begin to build a framework, a conceptual framework about how we understand gender justice and dismantling patriarchy, and we hope that can be a dialogue with the Federation as we take this work forward and sort of looking towards the BGM in 2018. Fiona, Rita, would either of you like to share anything else in relation to your takeaways?
One of the things we've been talking about a lot at this meeting is the sexual division of labour and the roles that women are expected to take on top of their paid jobs, all of the unpaid labour that women do. And that from this meeting, it's become really clear that is a global structural problem. And in the European context, what we often see is a sense that the environmental movement is doing a really good job around gender justice because women are at the grassroots level really taking the lead in environmental struggles, which is incredible. But we also see women burning out and feeling really exhausted in our grassroots movements and also within our organisations. So one of the things that we need to really investigate is how do we create sustainable organisations for women where they're able to rest and take time out. And some of that, I think, involves training. So we've talked a lot about training and how we can really skill up our organisations to create spaces where responsibility for work is distributed fairly in our internally in our organisations. And another thing would be creating support networks for women and spaces for women to build solidarity and to share some of the challenges that they're facing and their struggles in their workplaces and in their activism. So we're going to be thinking about how we can create those networks at the regional level as well.
That's super exciting. I want to thank you both, Rita and Fiona, for sharing some of your reflections of this week. We also, as a working group, want to thank FOGANA, who have hosted us, who have worked super hard with us to make this meeting possible here. We're super grateful and appreciative of that support. And we as a working group, are really excited about this next period. We know that there's lots of challenges, but we know that, you know, as the Federation makes this commitment to gender justice and dismantling patriarchy, we can really work together to move forward collectively. Thank you very much.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.